Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is vocalist and songwriter Kat Edmondson. She started out playing restaurant gigs in Austin, Texas, but soon found herself in demand selling out clubs and theaters. Her voice caught the attention of Lyle Lovett, who asked her to perform with him on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. She's also performed on the PBS series Austin City Limits and was featured at the Spoleto Festival, USA. After making the move to New York City, she signed with the label Sony Music Masterworks and released her 2014 album, The Big Picture. Kat Edmondson, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
It's really fun to speak to you because listening to your recordings, I thought, I want to know who this person is. Your music is absolutely wonderful because it is so melodic, it is so rooted in a certain kind of tradition, and it is at the same time very fresh. The ideas that you express in your songwriting, I think, are wonderful. They are deceptively simple. And I want to know how this all started for you.
I started watching old movies as a child, musicals. I identified so much with the performers on the screen, acting, dancing, and singing. Anytime anything noteworthy would happen in the story, it would ensue a song. And and I really thought that that's how life was. I really thought that once I became an adult, that's what I had to look forward to, was something marvelous happening, and then a group song would occur, or walking down the street and meeting people through song, or maybe, you know, going to a club and just walking on stage and singing with the band. And I was utterly disappointed to find out that it didn't work out that way, that the life was not like this. But I've tried my darndest to simulate that.
The movies that you saw as a kid, did your parents show them to you specifically, that they wanted to expose you to them, or you saw them by happenstance? I'm always interested in how we come to these things.
Mm-hmm. My mom would put the video in the VCR. I was a only child with a single mother, and she was working all the time. So she wanted to find something to entertain me, and I gravitated toward these musicals. And then she would play old records for me, and she had a lot of the movie scores from the musicals on vinyl, so we would listen to that, and it was home for me. It was in my conscious at the earliest age.
You seem very grounded, and you seem like what I call an old soul. So there's another part of you that comes out in your music, and I'd like to get to the music. There's a song that was featured on your previous recording called Way Down Low that's called Champagne, mm-hmm. which is, as the title implies, bubbly and frothy. Before you perform it, would you kindly tell the genesis of its creation?
Sure. I went out one evening and had a few drinks with friends and was slightly regretful the next morning, but decided that I would not waste the day. I was going to be productive. And so I sat and wrote this song and really amused myself with it. I wrote a very cheeky take on what it might be to have too much champagne and wind up in having an intimate moment with someone that otherwise wouldn't have happened without the alcohol.
Well, let's listen to it. I have the great pleasure of accompanying you on this song. This is our guest Kat Edmondson performing her Champagne.
I'm never gonna drink again. least not with the finer men. Oh, well, at a celebration, offering libations from the Appalachian, I couldn't resist one little kiss. But now the bacchic thrill is gone. I didn't mean to lead you on. My heart was not the one behind this amatory crime. No champagne does it every time.
That is a delicious song, Kat Edmondson.
Thank you.
Some of the rhymes, what are some of the there's some words in there that are a little unusual.
At a celebration, offering libations from the Appalachian. Not to be confused with Appalachia.
Right. At first, I thought, but then, of course, Appalachians.
The Appalachian. Yes.
Did you have to dig for that, or did it all come in a sort of reverie as a post-champagne experience?
I did some digging around, but I wrote the song, or the lyrics at least, in an afternoon. So I sometimes will sit with a dictionary and explore my love of etymology while I'm writing. And I usually learn new words. I did not yet know the word amatory, actually, and I needed a three-syllable word for the type of love crime that I was painting the picture of. So amatory worked very well.
Have you been able to use it since?
No. It was perfect for that song.
Well, it enlightened me as well. Your songs feel very organic. When did you start writing?
When I was at least 9 years old, maybe before, because my first memory of writing a song, which incidentally was a country song, no surprise growing up in Texas, was when I was, nine, and I was on a field trip on a bus, on a school bus, just passing the time, and I wrote an entire song. So that's my first memory of doing that. So I tend to think that I must have been doing that in some form or fashion prior to that moment, but that's the first recollection.
And it felt natural.
Extremely. You could have told me that that's what everyone does, and I would have believed you because I heard everything in my head, and I just basically sang it back to myself.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support this series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.